Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
United Nations-backed deadline for ceasefire in Syria has come and gone, and yet government forces are again shelling the central city of Homs. Joining us now from the Turkish-Syrian border, Jonathan Head, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Jonathan, we had reports yesterday of firing from Syria across the border into a refugee camp in Turkey. What is happening along that border today?
Well, there hasn't been any more shooting of that kind, Celeste, but there's certainly a lot of anger among the refugees. I mean, they're not too surprised. The fighting has got a lot closer to the border. There are now Syrian forces very visible right up close to where Turkish soldiers are, them on the other side. It's certainly made life far more nerve-wracking inside the refugee camps that are very close to the border, where the incident took place yesterday. That one is less than a mile from the border. That's why bullets hit that camp. The camp I'm at standing outside now, and this is one of the oldest camps at Yayladar. We're only here about 2 or 3 miles as the crow flies from the border, so they're very conscious of what's going on the other side. We're waiting for the former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to come to this camp, and the refugees, there are thousands of them here, and some have been here for more than a year, are putting on quite a reception for him. They've got Syrian flags. They're protesting. I have to say, you know, if you look at the banners, they're very disappointed in what he's done. There's a lot more enthusiasm here for the position taken by Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman, who are expected here in a couple of hours' time. And, of course, they've been much more forceful in calling for international military support for the opposition in Syria. That's the kind of language that the refugees who've been stuck here for a year are much happier to hear.
What kind of confirmation do we have? The Syrian government has claimed publicly that it is in fact pulling back its troops. And activists say, in fact, that those troops are on the attack in several locations throughout Syria. Do we have a confirmation of either side?
I think looking at what we're hearing from refugees who've come over just in the last 2 or 3 days, there's no question the Syrian government has not let up at all. In fact, in many ways, it's intensified its bombardment of communities and caused massive, much worse than we experienced before, civilian casualties. At the same time, the deadline for the Annan plan still has a little way to run. Technically, today is the deadline for the troops to start withdrawing, but that, according to the UN now, is only supposed to start happening by the end of today. Then by Thursday morning, local time, we're supposed to have a full ceasefire. Nothing that we've heard or seen suggests that the Syrian government will do that. But, you know, there's still a few hours to go. And I think Kofi Annan's message here to the Turkish government, which is very unhappy with the weakness of his plan and is very unhappy about what's going on, is at least let's see this plan through. Let's give it what support we can. The next few hours will be crucial. If there isn't a sign of a Syrian government withdrawal from towns and villages by the end of today, by nightfall today, then I think people will believe that this plan is effectively dead on its feet.
And then what? People said the Annan plan was the last chance for diplomacy. What do people then say would be the only resolution?
There is not really a diplomatic alternative because Russia and China won't have it. And if you talk to people here in the camps and increasingly the Turkish government, they're saying a more forceful measure is needed. That's either international intervention, very difficult though that is, that's something Senator McCain wants, or allowing more arms to go to the Syrian opposition.
Something that, of course, Syria has opposed and, in fact, said was one of the reasons they turned down that Annan plan. Jonathan Head is correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's at a refugee camp near the Turkish-Syrian border. Jonathan, thanks so much and stay safe.